The title of this message is The Blessedness of Thanksgiving, or Thankfulness, I'm sorry. The Blessedness of Thankfulness. And if you'd open your Bibles and turn with me to Luke 17. That's Luke chapter 17. The Blessedness of Thankfulness. Luke 17, 11. Verse 11. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, and that's Jesus, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, get that, one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. He was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Now, we've often heard that leprosy in the Bible is a very horrible disease, and it was. In Leviticus 13:1, you don't have to turn there, but it says, And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, When a man shall have in the skin of his flesh arising a scab or a bright spot, it be in the skin of his flesh like the plague of leprosy, then he shall be brought unto Aaron the priest, or unto one of his sons the priest. But here in our text, Jesus heals 10 lepers. 10. Now leprosy, with its deformity of limbs and decay of hands and face, was really a defiling disease. And we're not going to talk about what leprosy and spiritual means. We know that it's sin, but we're going to talk about something different today. Notice the triumphant grace of our Lord Jesus to the 10 men that were lepers. He could have had made a fortune and could have been crowned with lifelong fame had this been published. And it was published, but in a different way. To just heal one leper, but to heal 10? But Jesus healed these 10 lepers at once. This is a picture of how full a fountain of grace is our Lord Jesus Christ. A fountain full. Now he bestows his favor of grace, and 10 lepers are told to go and show themselves to the priest because they were healed. Then on the way to the priest, no one could imagine the joy that they felt because they were healed. Think about that. It must have been a sort of new birth for them to find their flesh was made fresh as that of a little child. But even more wonderful, if the entire 10 had hurried back and fallen at Jesus' feet and lifted up their voices in praise. But that didn't happen. The sad thing about it is that the 9 of them, though they were healed, went on their way to the priests. We never hear of their return. They drop out of the story altogether. They have obtained a blessing, but they go on their way. There's only 1 in 10 that thought to be thankful enough to come and praise and glorify the Lord. Only one of them, a Samaritan, he returned to express his thanks. He was the only one who made his way to the Lord Jesus Christ and fell down at his feet and began to glorify God. Now think of the fragrance, like frankincense to the Lord, of the gratitude towards him. The world today is dry of thankfulness to God, isn't it? Could it be that 1 in 10 people are thankful? Only 10%. Could it be that? Could that be the case? There are more who receive benefits than ever give praise for them. 10 persons healed, but 1 person came back and glorified God. 10 persons healed of leprosy, and only 1 person kneeling down at Jesus' feet, thanking him for it. They were calling God's mercies common mercies, in a sense. Are they only common because he's so generous with them? For each of his mercies towards us are immeasurably valuable, aren't they? Life and health and eyesight and hearing, love and so many more. We all take them for granted sometimes. I cannot attempt to mention all the benefits that we receive every day. Yet, is there 1 man in 9 that praises God for these? Is that the case today? Then, are the thoughts of some just muffled with complaints today? We receive a continent of mercies and only return an island of praise. He gives us blessings new every morning and fresh every evening. Lamentations 3:22 says, "It is the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord." Yet, we let time roll on and give him such little praise. It is sad to see that the God of all goodness, and then men with ingratitude in this day. Notice these 10 men that were lepers all prayed. They all prayed. Their voices were so weak through this disease, but they lifted up in prayer and united in crying. They said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." But when they came to magnifying and praising God, only 1 of them came back. We would think that all who prayed would praise, but that's not the case here. There have been instances where a whole ship of the crew in a time of a storm have prayed, yet none of the crew praised God when the storm became calm. Many may pray when they are sick and near dying, but when they grow better, where are the praises? Do we often come to the rock of blessing and then seldom pour out a drink offering unto the Lord our God? Let it not be said of us. Never let that be said of us. Today in our world, we see so much external religious exercises which are easy enough and common enough, but the internal spirit of the new man is not fed, and the drawing out of the heart in thankful love is so scarce. 9 lepers obey ritual where only 1 comes back and praises the Lord. There are more that believe than there are that praise. For these 10 men did believe, but only 1 praised the Lord Jesus Christ. Their faith was about the leprosy, and according to their faith, so it was unto them. This faith, though it was only concerned with their leprosy, was yet a very wonderful faith. It was remarkable that they should believe the Lord Jesus, though he did not even say, "Be healed." He didn't say that. But he simply said, "Go show yourselves to the priest." With parched skin and death burning its way into their hearts, they went bravely off in confidence that Jesus blessed them. It was admirable faith that they had. And yet none of the nine who believed ever came back to praise the Lord, to praise Jesus Christ for the mercy that they received. I have thought about how I've prayed to the Lord, but I don't think I've magnified the name of the Lord like I should. And I'm being honest. We do not praise our Lord in proportion to the benefits that we received. Faith was only in these lepers so far as their leprosy was concerned. Let us not be of those who get benefits from Christ, but we must praise him often at all times. This one man in ten knew that he was healed. He had full assurance of this. The next impulse of his spirit was to go back to where Jesus was, this glorious physician, and fall at his feet to praise him with a loud voice and glorify him. What are the characteristics of true thankfulness? It is love to Christ boiled down. Love to Christ is like living flowers that wear many forms. Only artificial flowers are all alike. This one man was one of ten when he was a leper. He was all alone when he returned to praise God. We can sin in a company of folks, but when we obtain salvation, we come to Jesus all alone. When we are saved, though we delight to praise God with others, if they will join us, yet if they will not do so, we delight to praise our Lord Jesus by ourselves. This man quits the company of the other nine and comes to Jesus Christ. Christ has saved us, and in our heart we will say, I must praise him. I must love him. We will not be kept back by the nine out of ten of our old companions. Our personal love to Jesus will praise him, even if heaven and earth are all wrapped up in silence. The next characteristic of this man's thankfulness was promptness. He went back to Christ almost immediately. I cannot imagine that Jesus remained at the village gate for hours that day, but the man went back very soon. And when Jesus blesses us, the quicker we can express our gratitude, the better we are. Second, thoughts are good, some say, but in this case, this is not the case. When the heart is full of love to Christ, we must go at once and praise the Lord. The next quality of this man's praise was devotion. We receive this in the fact that he paused on his way to the priest. It was his duty to go to the priest. He had received a command to do so. But he thought to himself, I was ordered to go to the priest, but I'm healed. And this new circumstance affects the order of my duties. The first thing I ought to do is to go back and bear witness to the people and glorify God in the midst of all of them, falling down and worshiping at Jesus Christ's feet. So the healed leper went first to Jesus. And him, the spiritual, overrode the ceremonial. He felt that his main duty was to adore the divine person of the Lord Jesus Christ who had delivered him from his disease. Let us go first to Jesus. Let us in spirit bow before him. Yes, we come to our services and we join here in worship. But if we love the Lord, we will want something besides this. We will want to get to Jesus himself and tell him how we love him. We will long to do something for him by oneself. Praise him. We will want to show forth the gratitude and the praise of our heart to Jesus Christ our Lord. True thankfulness also manifests itself in intensity. Intensity is perceptible in this case. This man turned back, and with a loud voice he glorified God. When we were cured of our leprosy of sin and were once feeble of voice, and that feeble voice was restored, we could not whisper our praises, but with true thankfulness of heart, we praised and glorified our Lord. Remember that. Then the next thing is humility. This man fell down at Jesus' feet. He did not feel perfectly in his place until he was lying there at Jesus' feet. "I am a nobody, Lord," he seemed to say, and therefore he fell on his face. But the place of his prostration was at his feet. I would rather be a nobody at Christ's feet than everybody anywhere else. There's no place so honorable as down at the feet of Jesus, to lie there always and just to love him wholly. Oh, to have Christ standing over us, the one overshadowing our life forever. True thankfulness lies low before the Lord. But notice, Scripture says, humble yourselves in the sight of man. No, it doesn't say that. It says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. It does not say humble ourselves before men. If you remember David and Paul, I'll use those as examples. David said, or the scriptures say, I've sinned only against you, my Lord. He humbled himself before the Lord. I believe that's a characteristic of the heart that David had after the Lord. Our heart has to be towards the Lord, not towards man. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. This man did that as he came to Christ. We must not humble ourselves before men. That will never work. We humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord. Human ability without the grace of God is only puffed up inability. Notice this about this man's thankfulness. Notice his silence as to criticizing others. When Jesus said, "Where are the nine?" he did not stand up and say, "Oh Lord, they're all gone off to the priests, and I am shocked at them, for they did not return to praise you." My point is, brothers and sisters, we have enough to do just to mind our own business. When we know the grace of God in our own hearts and what he has done for us, who are not deserving of anything, we cannot accuse anyone of being ungrateful or unthankful. Jesus said, "Where are the nine that I've healed of this leprosy?" He didn't add those last, but he just said, "Where are the nine?" But the poor man healed that was healed at his feet, he was, has no words to say against those other nine. He's occupied with his personal adoration of Jesus Christ. That is what we should do. It doesn't matter what anybody else says or how they offend us. It's about Jesus Christ. He's the only one that matters. Think of the blessedness of thankfulness. This man was more blessed by far than the nine were, even though they were healed. But they were not blessed as he was. There's a great blessedness in thankfulness. First, because it is right. Shouldn't we praise Christ? This man did what he could. Imagine how this man felt. The feet of Jesus. Think of that. There's always an ease of conscience and a rest of the spirit when we feel that we're doing all that we can in a right cause, even though we fall short in our own desires. At this moment, my brethren, magnify the Lord and praise his holy name. It is the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed, because his compassions fail not. With this blessing and thankfulness, there is the manifestation of personal love. I love the doctrine of grace. I love the church of God. I love his benefits towards me. I love, you fill it in. You fill in the blank. But I love Jesus most of all. My heart never rests until I can glorify God personally, even if no one else sees me, and give thanks unto Jesus Christ personally. The understanding of personal love to Christ is one of the sweetest things out of heaven. We can have that personal love by thankfulness, both of heart and mouth and act and deed. There's another blessedness about thankfulness. It has clear views. The thankful eye sees far and deep. This man healed of leprosy gave thanks to Jesus and glorified God. If he had thanked Jesus and just stopped there and not come back, I think his eyes would not have been opened enough. But when he saw Jesus Christ and he glorified God for what Christ had done, he showed a deep insight into spiritual truth. He had begun to discover the mysteries of the divine and human person of the blessed Lord Jesus Christ. We learn much by prayer, but to have praised well is to have studied better. Praise is a great instructor. Prayer and praise are the oars by which a man may row his boat into the deep waters of the knowledge of Christ. The blessedness about praise is that it is acceptable to Christ. The Lord Jesus was evidently pleased. He was grieved to think that the other nine should not come back, but he was pleased with this one man that had returned. The question, where are the nine? It bears within it a commendation of the one man that's healed. Whatever pleases Christ should be carefully cultivated in us, is my point. If praise be pleasant to him, let us continually magnify him and glorify his name. Prayer is the straw of the wheat, but praise is the ear of the wheat. Jesus loves to see the blade grow up, but he loves to pluck the golden ears when the harvest of praise is ripe. Then notice that the blessedness of thankfulness is that it receives the largest blessing, for Jesus said to this man what he had not said to the others. Thy faith has made thee whole. Maybe some of us, me included, are at our lowest. This man was a Samaritan, not much of anything. But by praising God, he rose to be a victor and not a defeated man. It seems at this point he becomes the greatest praiser there is. There is such hope and purity for us in Christ, isn't there? May it be the ambition of every one of us to praise him more. For we shall receive the richest blessedness from his hands. Psalm 135:1 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord. Jesus had to say, "Where are the nine?" 10 lepers were healed, but only one praised him. In Matthew 22:14, he says, "For many are called, but few are chosen." I tell you, if the other nine would have come to this place, we would need 9 tabernacles to hold the people in this place. Where are the 9? But even if we should only bless 1 out of 10, we still have cause to thank and praise the Lord for the 1. Jesus did not get praise from the 9. We cannot wonder if we bless others either, and if others do not bless us. But let us come today with a loud voice and magnify the Lord, who has dealt so graciously with us. It's about him, not about us. Lastly, my brothers and sisters, we must praise God when he takes us as well as when he takes as well as when he gives. For there is much love in his taking as his giving. The kindness of God is quite as great when he smites us with his rod as when he kisses us with the kisses of his mouth. If we could see everything as the Lord sees it, we would know that kindness is possible in all things. He can do to us things that sometimes appear unkind. I will say it this way in a story. A child came home with her lap full of brightly shining berries that she had picked. She was so pleased with those berries, but her father looked frightened when he saw what she had brought in. He asked her, "Have you eaten any of those berries?" She answered, "No, father." Her father said, "Come with me into the garden." There he dug a hole, and he put those berries in it, and he stomped on them and he crushed them. Then he covered them with dirt. All this while, the little girl thought, "How unkind my father is to take away those berries which pleased me so much." But then she understood the reason for it when he told her that the berries were so poisonous that if she had eaten one of them, she would die. So sometimes our comforts turn to poison, especially when we begin to make idols of them. And it is kind on the part of God to stomp on them and put them away from us so that we are not harmed. Surely that child said, "Thank you, Father, for what you have done for me. It was your love that made you do it." We can also say, "Thank God for my sickness, for my poverty, for my death of a child, for my widowhood, for my orphanhood." You fill in the blanks. Thank God for it all. It would have been harmful to me have I been left unchastened. Now I can say, as the psalmist in 119:67, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes." Then Psalm 103, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Maybe I can't see how the hard things benefit me, or when he stomps on my berries and buries them, but they do benefit me. Oh, the blessedness of thankfulness. To the Lord Jesus Christ be glory and honor forever and ever. Praise his holy name. I hope this has been a blessing.